From New York City, the makers of Clipper Craft Clothes for Men and more than 1,200 leading retail stores from coast to coast present that immortal character created by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, the world's most famous detective, Sherlock Holmes, starring John Stanley. This week's story, The Adventure of the Malicious Moor.
Holmes, why the devil are we waiting outside of the Shakespearean theater here, in the darkness?
Shakespeare, the Bard of Avon, wrote many tragedies, Watson. But this is one he never contemplated. Watson. Look there, in the shadow of that entrance.
Who's it? Seems to be someone lurking around the premises. But who is he?
A killer, Watson.
We're at the door of Dr. John Watson's study, and we're about to hear another of his adventures with the fabulous Sherlock Holmes.
Well, good evening, Mr. Harris.
Well, good evening, Dr. Watson. What memoir are you engaged on tonight?
Well, Mr. Harris, this rather peculiar adventure might have become, were it not for my old friend Holmes, a modern Shakespearean tragedy.
And what do you call it, Dr. Watson?
Holmes and I always refer to it as The Adventure of the Malicious Moor. And after you present to your audience the dramatic facts on Clipper Craft Clothes, Mr. Harris, I shall proceed with the facts of this highly unusual story.
Thank you, Doctor. There's a friendly independent store in your community that makes it their business to save you money on really fine Clipper Craft clothes. You see, their business depends on giving you the greatest value for your money. And here's how a typical Clipper Craft dealer explains it to his customers. Quote, "We fingered the sturdy fabrics, we examined the tailoring, we checked the style features. We're thoroughly convinced, as you will be in wearing them, that Clipper Craft's worsted suits are one of this country's best values at only $45. Unquote. Your Clipper Craft dealer is one of America's more than 1,200 independent stores whose immense buying power makes possible extraordinary savings on clothes with the Clipper Craft label. These values are so exceptional that stores selling Clipper Craft proudly invite you to compare them with clothes selling for many dollars more. And now, Dr. Watson, what about the adventure of the Malicious Moor?
Well, Mr. Harris, it began in 98 at Stratford-on-Avon, birthplace of Shakespeare, an historic English shrine. And specifically, it began on the stage of the Shakespeare Memorial Theatre, from which the great bard's plays are annually produced by the most gifted dramatic artists of our time. In this year, the players were rehearsing Othello, with the famed actor Roger Mannering playing the Moor, and his wife Alice portraying Desdemona. It was the famous deathbed scene in the fifth act when the director, Albert Forsyth, suddenly stopped the rehearsal.
Out, trumpet, weepst thou...
No, hold on, Mannering. That's the third time you've forgotten your lines. What's wrong, old chap?
I don't know. I just can't seem to concentrate, Forsyth.
You mean you can't play Othello, my dear husband?
Alice, I warn you, stop criticizing.
And they call you Roger Mannering, the great Shakespearean actor.
Stop it, Alice. Stop it, you hear?
Mr. Forsyth, this rehearsal is a mockery. I simply won't go on playing opposite this amateur.
No, Mrs. Mannering.
Well, how can I play Desdemona?
Can you indeed? Your performance, my dear wife, will be nothing to stir the critics.
Please, don't call me my dear wife, Roger. I detest the expression, and I detest you. You know very well I've taken an action for separation.
Alice, listen, I'm sorry. The idea of your leaving me is driving me out of my mind. That's why I can't remember my lines. You know I can't live without you, my dear. And as for that separation, surely you don't mean it.
Oh, but I do.
Oh, Alice, you can't.
Yes, I can. And as for me, parting is such sweet sorrow. That's one line out of Shakespeare you'll remember, my dear.
Alice!
No, you two. This is no time for a family quarrel. We've got a rehearsal to finish, a play to present. Mannering.
Yes, Forsyth, what is it?
Better go to your dressing room and learn your lines. We'll resume this rehearsal a little later. Come in. Oh, it's you, Graham. What is it this time?
Mr. Paul.